Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Local Matters. My guest today is Sam Brooks, Personal Learning Supervisor and Director of the VITAL Program at Putnam County School System. Sam, welcome back.
Thanks, man. It's good to be back. I always enjoy coming over and having conversation with you. It's big fun.
Well, it's great to have you here, and we got a lot to talk about. Tell our audience just a little bit about yourself and who you are and where you grew up and all that kind of stuff.
So local to Cookeville here, and grew up in Cookeville, and had some, I guess I was actually born in Overton County in Livingston, and my father and mother moved down here when I was about five, and we've lived here ever since, and lucky enough to go to school in the Putnam County school system, and then lucky enough to be able to play football at Tennessee Tech University.
Go
and
Tech.
Then you go Tech, wings up.
Wings
and
up.
My first job actually was in Smith County down in Carthage, which I think was very good for me to get away, because all I ever knew was, Cookeville related and,
yeah,
and what had happened around here, and got an opportunity to go down to Carthage and, saw what it looked like to be a smaller school system and with a lot of pride and a lot of tradition, and got to coach there for a year. And then Ron Chambers was the football coach at Cookeville High School, just got the job and asked me to come back and be offensive coordinator at Cookeville High School. So that got me back to Putnam County and to Cookeville High School first, and then got the opportunity to leave there for a little while and be a head coach in football and at Upperman High School, and really treasured that opportunity. It was, I knew I didn't want to do it for a long period of time, but I knew I wanted to do it. And so I did that for about 5 years, and about that time my son Will was getting a little older, and I wasn't getting to see him a whole lot, and Hallie was just born, and so I decided to get out of sports and get into administration a little bit, and have been doing that ever since.
Well, you've that's quite a career with Carthage and Upperman and Livingston. You know the whole area around here, and obviously know all the county school system really, really well. Well, tell us a little bit about VITAL and about what you do for Putnam County Schools.
Well, it started out, I was down at Upperman, and Jerry Boyd was the principal, and I got him to be my principal for about 7 months. And as soon as he got the opportunity, after his extensive career as an assistant principal and principal, he moved to the technology department for Dr. Kathleen Earhart, and moved up there, and he worked his way through, and once he left, or once I got to Upperman and was there a little while, because he was the technology director, he started the VITAL program. And our first supervisor in that program was Sharon Anderson, mm-hmm, and she's now the curriculum director for 9 through 12 in Putnam County. And so once she made that move, I made the move to the VITAL office from Upperman High School, and was able to kind of take on what Sharon and Mr. Boyd had started and try and grow it in Putnam County. And we've definitely done that. But that was kind of our start. And it started with really, about pre-2009, it started with the opportunity for students to kind of recover credits through, mm-hmm, digital means in a lab, instead of having to put those students back in a seat in front of a traditional teacher that, probably had spent a year with them, for whatever reason they didn't experience success. And we saw some big gains and some big growth and some success, and so we started wondering, could students do this in an initial credit opportunity. And so that's how everything got started, in a very small scale. And I'll be honest with you, Dr. Bell, our first, putting a toe in the water with digital learning in the credit advancement world was not very successful. And it wasn't because of the students. It was because we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
And so
sure.
It took that big splash, though, to get it going and learn how to do it the right way. And, ever since that first semester, we've experienced a lot of success in Putnam County with our program.
And I think that's the way it worked at Tennessee Tech, too. You put your feet in the water and sometimes you slip and fall in, and you splash around a lot. Some of it works, some of it doesn't.
Right.
But you learn, and then you grow on. Well, what does VITAL stand for, and what does it do today?
I tell you what, Sharon Anderson came up with that name, and I couldn't think of anything that would be in a better name. But VITAL stands for Virtual Instruction to Accentuate Learning. And at that time, on the heels of that successful credit recovery program, and then diving into initial credit, that virtual instruction. And really, it started as just an option, an opportunity for students, for, you know, someone who could walk into a regular traditional classroom and sit down the first day. And if the teacher had given them the end of the year test the first day, they may have aced it. Well, the scary thing for that student is they already pretty much knew the material.
Right.
And they were having to sit through a full year of classes.
Right.
Already knowing that material. So can you imagine how boring that class could be, at not the fault of any teacher,
right,
but just because they already knew the material? And for those students, Vital gave them the opportunity to show they knew the material, and basically in some situations allow us to let them move on when they were ready. And so that, you know, that really helped a lot of the discipline situations that were happening in the classroom because of that. It seemed to help these students' attendance because, you know, if they're bored in class, a lot of times they won't come.
Yeah.
And so a lot of different areas that the program focused on to help students. But the main motivation of the Vital program is to give students opportunities that didn't exist before. And, you know, a lot of times that dealt with digital integration and sometimes other areas. But just to try and identify these areas that we could allow this to take place. And as you said, start very small with low numbers and let it build itself.
Alan, and it's today pretty much all across the world, but certainly all across the United States. It's a recognized program that lots of our folks are comfortable with. Folks my age had trouble with that.
Sure.
We didn't understand online learning, but you take a 16-year-old or a 20-year-old today, and it's been part of their life almost the whole time.
Well, I was kind of right in the middle of it, because when I went through tech, there wasn't a lot of computers being used.
Right.
And then by the time that I had went to my first job and got back into the Cookeville area, and some computer labs started appearing. And then the next thing you know, man, here we go. And so I had to learn it right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So I wasn't born with it either, and was kind of forced or told, voluntold, you know, you need to learn how to do this. And you're exactly right. And, you know, one of the cool things that our school board did at the lead of Jerry Boyd and Dr. Earhart was to make it mandatory, a graduation requirement that our students would have to take an online class. And you said it, you know, when you were president at Tennessee Tech, there was a lot of online, you know, opportunities that were starting. And we figured, our kids need to learn how to do this, because they're leaving us and graduating and going into colleges, not just at Tennessee Tech,
sure,
but all over the place, that, you know, a lot of their the way they deliver those classes in some situation is only online.
That's right.
So I think the motivation for our school board was to prepare our kids for that opportunity that they would have, but to give them the skills to be able to be successful there.
And you used to think it was just going to be a technological university. If you went to Georgia Tech or you went to Tennessee Tech or Virginia Tech, you were going to do online. But my gosh, every university does it today.
Yeah, and there's some that only do that now.
That's right.
And really, you know, for the graduate students who are out there working, it really fits a need for them, because they can work at it at whatever pace or whenever they get the time to be able to do that. And, you know, some of these families out there, that's the only way they could get through an advanced degree, is to be able to do it that way.
Absolutely right. And I know you can complete your entire MBA at Tennessee Tech online now. And that program was just named by the U.S. military as one of the most military-friendly MBA programs in the United States.
Incredible. I saw that in the news just, I guess, the other day or very recently. And for Tennessee Tech to be able to, you know, to put that up there in the banner, so to speak, to be able to say that they are, is an incredible situation for them.
Well, and if you think about military, they move around a lot, and so that those electrons will go anywhere they go.
Exactly right.
So that's great. Well, this is Local Matters, and we are talking about Education Matters with Sam Brooks, and particularly we're talking about online learning and the Vital program. Sam, what do you tell parents about the program? How do you describe it to them?
Well, it's funny. I get this question all the time, because I feel like there's people around the United States that because of social media that know more about Vital than the people in our backyard. And you know, we've been able to be featured in a lot of national publications and got some pretty cool awards for our program. It's not necessarily what we're looking for, but social media is so powerful, you know, just through the posts that we do on a daily and weekly basis. A lot of folks are able to find out a whole lot about the program, but, you know, we've got counselors at the schools. We've got vital facilitators that actually work for the vital office at our schools, especially from middle school on up to high school. That are there as a resource for the principals to be able to direct our program from the vital office through our schools. So we're kind of an outreach program. So we've got folks that are there at the school level that arrange and execute our meetings all throughout the year. So parents have the ability to reach out to that school and get to someone that knows a lot about our program to be able to help their students with these opportunities that we have. So we feel like we're pretty good there. We still have parents that, you know, fall through the loops when you talk about dual enrollment now. We work with Tennessee Tech and Ball State and several other providers, and you throw in AP advanced placement and then, you know, dual credit, which is actually taking the class at the school but taking a test at the end to get the college credit. You know, it's all about those offerings now. Early post-secondary opportunities are huge for the state of Tennessee, and that's really what's driving us now as far as that's concerned. But it's funny how everything we talked about is now kind of linked together. They're not different anymore. They're all the same.
They are, and yet for a parent that hasn't personally experienced them, it's still a bit of a maze to go through some of that stuff and figure the acronyms out and what will transfer and what won't. And, but there are just great opportunities out there.
And it's scary, Dr. Bell, you just hit on it. For a parent who didn't do the AP and sure. They didn't do the IB and they didn't, you know, we're terrible at acronyms. I talk about this all the time. I try and remember to mention what they mean.
We could do a whole program one day just on acronyms probably. Yeah. But Advanced Placement, AP, and IB, the International Baccalaureate Program, there are a lot of them that the kids today understand and that are really important for their future in post-secondary. This is Local Matters. We are talking to Sam Brooks. We are going to take a very quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Sam Brooks, the personal learning supervisor and director of the VITAL program at Putnam County Schools. Sam, you mentioned several things right before the break where we were talking a little bit about the acronyms that are around. There are all kinds of them, I know. But talk about dual enrollment. That's one that parents hear about. And it's really important for their students. So talk about what dual enrollment does.
The dual enrollment program, it really is important. And there's a lot of factors that are driving that right now. And the main one is the Department of Education in the state of Tennessee is talking really in terms of EPSOs. So early post-secondary opportunities. And there's a lot of different options. Dual enrollment is one of those, but you also have the dual credit. You have industry certification, which to us in Putnam County has become very important now. And we'll talk on that after I go into dual enrollment just a little bit because it's so important today. But dual enrollment itself is the opportunity for a student to enroll in a high school course that also carries weight as a college course. So they're dually enrolled in either or in Putnam County School, high school credit class, which also gains the credit of one of our partners, which being mainly Tennessee Tech and Ball State, We do have a couple of other partners. Mm-hmm. TCAT Livingston is a big partner, for us. And through those three entities, and that's the majority of our dual enrollment opportunities are right there. But through those courses, they're able to gain that high school credit and college credit at the same time and at a very limited cost to what it would be if they waited to do it till they get to college.
That's part of the beauty of it is that scholarship or that waiver that goes along with those credits.
There's no doubt. And the state of Tennessee has been very nice to these young people and really working in Putnam County with Volunteer State. They were offered the GAP funding to cover four of those classes. So that student has to pay $0 out of pocket for four classes. And then Tennessee Tech also gives us the opportunity to get those at a limited cost. The first two classes are covered, and then they give $200 to the third class. So it gets our students really the opportunity to find out what it's like to be a college student before they actually step on campus.
Yeah.
For personal experience, my son Will, he graduated with 30 hours, and I can tell you he's in his junior year right now and will graduate in the middle of what would be his senior year and have the opportunity to start his advanced degree.
And that's great.
Oh, my gosh, it's been so important to him. And I know as a student coming in as a freshman when I started playing football at Tennessee Tech, it was scary.
Yeah.
And this gave Will the opportunity to learn what it was like,
right,
what the expectation of a college professor was like. While he was still in the house with us. And he comes back and tells me now, he didn't see it then.
Yeah.
But he comes back and tells me now how important it was for him to walk into Tennessee Tech and be prepared to just go on day one.
And I had a grandson who now is a graduate engineer in Florida, go through a similar program at Seabreeze High School in Florida, and got a lot of college credits, went dual enrollment with the community college there, and so entered as a halfway through his sophomore year.
Wow.
And just did really well. Had a few surprises. Some
sure.
things are different. But in many, many ways, boy, it just moved him to, I guess they would say, to hyperspace.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just moved forward quickly.
No doubt.
Well, you talked earlier about how students do distance education and online learning and the Vital program. What are some of the challenges? I know some people they'll hit a challenge or two as they go through it. So talk about the challenges a bit.
You know, really the most important thing that we found out is just identifying what that student wants to do, because like me, a lot of times, you know, when I was coming out of high school, I had no idea. I didn't know what I wanted. I knew I wanted to play football, and that was about it, sadly. That was the motivation. But now, just being able to have the opportunity to identify that while they're still in high school.
Right.
And we're putting so much of our resources now into, you know, helping that student in middle school try and figure out what they want to do. So when they walk into high school, they have a pretty good idea. And if it works and we're successful there, then they go right into that ninth grade with an understanding that they want to do whatever.
Right.
And don't waste any time, because we've really given them a survey of that, you know, by when they're in middle school.
Right.
So they have a much better idea of what they do want to do. And so if they identify that and they get going down that path, and, you know, we can help them to identify, do they want to go to work, you know, right after school?
Absolutely.
And, man, that's where that industry certification, early post-secondary opportunity comes in, because, you know, we've got students that are graduating, let's say with a welding certificate that they gained while they're in high school, and they're walking right out of high school and making more money than I do
yeah,
right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are great opportunities there.
And so it's, you know, we were told when I went through school that you had to go into a four-year degree program.
Right. Everybody had to be college ready.
Yeah. And
career ready is just as important.
It's not really true anymore.
Yeah,
there's
right.
a lot of great opportunities
right.
for these kids. And a lot of times they will get those certifications and go to work, and their workplace will end up paying for them to go to school.
Yeah. If they see their potential, they're going to go ahead and put them back in college.
Exactly. So we're getting to the same end point.
That's right.
It's just different ways to do it now.
Yeah. But it's a much more satisfying way for that student that
no doubt.
Goes out as a welder and then becomes a supervisor and then a manager and then all of a sudden sees that need for college education.
Exactly.
Well, you there's so many things we could talk about. You mentioned the TCAT and the Tennessee College of Applied Technology, and When a student realizes that that's the path they want to initially go on, you can help them there as opposed to, say, an engineering path for Tennessee Tech.
That's UT our biggest Austin. Area of growth. And what we found out is the end result, they're all related. So we might have student that comes into Cookeville High School and they're interested in some area of engineering, and they don't necessarily realize that they would like to go to Tennessee Tech and get an engineering degree because maybe no one in their family has ever done that before.
Right.
So they're really coming in thinking, well, I want to do something in the field of engineering and maybe go to work right after high school. But we get them at Cookeville High School or at the Tech campus or at the Volunteer State campus or down at Upperman High School at Monterey, and we get them into some of those opportunities. And let's say it's mechatronics. Well, that gives them some real good hands-on experience in the engineering field. And then all of a sudden they realize, well, hey, I can do this. Well, I've got that out of the way, and I'm going to be certified to do this. Why don't I take a look at taking some dual enrollment class? And then they jump into the dual enrollment class and get college credit. And there's nobody else in their family ever went to college and got the college credit. And they're saying, well, hey, I can do that. So why don't I take a look at Tennessee Tech and their engineering program?
Absolutely.
So the value of this is just incredible. And it's just awesome opportunity. And what our parents are finding out, all of these opportunities within our program are interrelated.
And it's so good to help them early in that experience with you guys to begin to think a little bit about what they want to be. I was in November, I was speaking in a middle school, not here in Putnam County, but in the Upper Cumberland. But it could have been here just as easily. And we were talking about some of my background, and somebody said, I want to be an engineer. And someone else in the room said, I don't see that many trains in, and many people think of an engineer as somebody that drives a train. And that's not.
Because it was.
That's, at one time, that was what it was all about. So getting to them early, beginning to explore things in middle school, and then getting that pathway in high school started, at least, is really good. Well, I know we haven't talked today, but in past times we have talked about the Putnam County system, the district being a Google district. And mm-hmm. So what does the Google connection mean here in the region?
Well, Google would love for everything they do in education just to be free. And so that really fit in with what we wanted to do in Putnam County. And we were paying some pretty good expense every year to, for our parent email addresses or our teacher email addresses, and our students at that time didn't even have the opportunity to have email addresses. So along comes Google, and Mr. Boyd, got the district an account, and that account grew pretty quickly, and it got us off the other vendor that we were using and paying pretty good expense per year to do.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, Google wants everything to be free, and they actually give teachers unlimited storage in Google for anything that they want to put in their Google Drive. So it was a no-brainer for us very quickly, and something that we transitioned away from what we were using into the use of the Google accounts, which encompassed all of our employees, about 1,600 employees. And then we made the leap from there into every student in Putnam County having a Google account, which we're about 15,000 total accounts strong right now.
Wow.
And all for free. And so it just gave us the opportunity to entertain the use of some digital resources in our classrooms, in our traditional classrooms. And then along comes Chromebooks, and it drops the price from, $1,000 to $2,000 down to about under $300.
Wow.
And so now we could entertain the opportunity to get some technology in front of every student in Putnam County. And we're pretty much one-to-one in Putnam County right now. There's still a few classrooms in certain areas that or certain schools that don't have title funding. But what we've realized in the onset of that, Dr. Bell, is it may not be the very best thing for every student in the classroom to have a device in front of them, but maybe it's better for, them to share a device or work together and communicate and collaborate in ways that they're going to be doing in the job world.
Putnam County is just doing some great things and providing a leadership role for the whole region, and you're providing a big part of that leadership. So I've watched you for years, and I want to thank you for all you do to lead this region in not just online education, but in in education in general.
Thank you, Dr. Bear. Very, very lucky to have the job I do and enjoy going to work every day.
Well, this has been Local Matters. We have been talking to Sam Brooks, and Sam, we'll get you back again soon. Thanks for being here.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.